From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Trumpy.
Well, in real time, we haven't recorded since May 18th. This is TGO Radio. We have the show you heard last week was the last at the...
The last one's in the can, baby.
The last one at the at my house, the studio at my house, which is filled with all the barking dogs and everything else. We have now moved north to the TGO Media North headquarters.
Damn straight.
This is TGO Radio. I am Brian. Sitting across from me is Jeff Durant.
What's up?
And now, no longer in another room, but in the opposite corner from where we are, kind of hunched over.
Just kind of hovering.
Yeah. He's hunched in a corner like a nervous priest. It's Doug Reach Around, ladies and gentlemen.
Say something, Doug. Nah, never mind.
No. Never even gave him a microphone.
Fuck, fuck him.
You out of your mind?
No. Give him a microphone. He'll just steal.
Mike?
He'll just steal it.
It's,
he's that kind.
What, black?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
You just did.
Oh.
He's the thieving kind.
Oh.
You associate that with any color you want, racist.
I don't know. First of all, how dare you, sir? Anyway, it is June 8th.
Did you say June 8th?
June. Oh, now who's the racist?
Mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
June 8th. So we have not recorded in, what, 3 weeks? We built a new studio in Jeff's house.
Yes.
So now we are at the North headquarters.
North.
And now I know why you were always got to my house so angry every Thursday.
Ooh, fun, isn't it?
Daddy.
Oh, and there's no easy. There's
nobody. No.
There's no bypassing nothing. You got to come through the heart of everything.
Although I do have to say, I was at the intersection of, and I got to bleep this out, was it right there, and I saw, and I'm saying this without exaggeration, the best ass I have ever seen. I'm 50.
Did you get his name?
Heck.
A little black girl walking a dog.
Oh, yeah?
Walked right in front of me. And I stared at her ass It was
little. Was she underage, Brian? We might want to bleep this conversation.
No, I don't think she was. I just think she had the best body I've ever seen.
No kidding.
The best clothed body I've ever seen. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, I stared at her ass. I watched her walking toward me. Some nice little tits on her. So and she wasn't like black. She was. She must have been mixed because she was kind of light.
A little chocolate. You know.
Yeah. She had a nice set of tits on her. But she walked toward me, and I kind of got an eyeful. And I kind of, I look around. But then I got a look at her dumper, and I was staring at her. I was looking at her ass long enough that I felt like I finally went. I had to look around to not. To at least give the illusion of not being a fucking creep.
Right, yeah.
And probably didn't work, but my goodness.
Yeah?
What a fucking asshole.
Did you get a picture?
No.
Why not?
No.
Creep? I mean, if you're going to go creep, man, go full creep.
You're preaching to the choir. I know. But that was a pretty upshot to a not great day. So I think I've got two and a half hours of overtime this week.
I think
it's only Thursday, yeah.
Me and Trix are on vacation next week, so tomorrow's
nice.
It. Nice. And I had one thing on the books.
You going anywhere? Let's go gamble tomorrow
night. We're going doing local stuff, so.
Let's go gamble tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, buddy. Friday night.
You know what? Let's check with her. We'll probably still be doing this when she gets back.
Robertson died. That's a shame.
Yeah, I'm crushed. I'm just fucking crushed.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
I had one thing on the books tomorrow at work, like a meeting, at 1:30 in the afternoon. Like, fuck, man, 1:30 on a Friday. Yesterday, I'm sitting there at my desk, I get an email. This meeting's been canceled. Fucking
fuck
A.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I'm working from home tomorrow. Fuck them.
Good. Fuck them.
Ain't no reason to go into that fucking office tomorrow. Well, fucking start, walking away from the computer about 3 o'clock, go back every once in a while, move the mouse. Make it look like I'm still there.
Yeah.
Tie it to the dog's tail, something.
Yeah. The thing in The Simpsons where he had one of those bird things that just kept hitting the yes button. Yeah. That's good, man. So
I'm looking forward to it.
Just going to do local stuff then?
Yep.
Good, buddy.
I got some stuff. I'm going to brew some beer this weekend.
Nice, man.
I'm going to finish getting that desk over in here, that table. I have to figure out something to do with that light because we need some kind of,
Well, I don't know. It's not bad. I kind of.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
I mean, if you need something more, then.
Well, I might for work, but
yeah.
I'm going to move that desk in there and get that room cleaned out because she wants to use that for crafting stuff. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, let's not forget Doug's Corner is,
Yeah. Right? Well, mm-hmm.
I mean, it is quite literally a corner.
My declining days, I envision myself hanging from the corner like a bat.
Open up a joint.
Yeah.
Catering exclusively to specialists. Hanging from the corner like a bat. Well, good, man. My vacation is late July, so I will be taking a week. And then again in November.
Uh-oh, hang on. First one. Here it is. Oh, it's been very muffled. I don't like this pad on this chair. I need that. Oh!
Is it bad, dude?
So Trixie comes in here before she leaves. She goes, "Why do you guys have air freshener in here?" And I said, I said, "We are known to cut the odd fart."
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well,
that fucking stinks. Holy shit.
Well, we do. I mean,
wow.
That was the first fart in the new studio. And so.
Thank you.
I was going to go get streamers and shit and like party favors. Oh, man. Well, good, man.
Robertson's dead. Good. Fuck him.
To a nicer guy.
Yeah.
Didn't he blame 9/11 on lesbians or something?
Well, I'm sure he probably did.
Yeah.
I mean, it sure as fuck wasn't the Arabs' fault.
On Twitter the other night, because the PGA finally gave up the ghost and merged with the Soviet, or not the Soviet, but the Saudi golf.
The Saudi thing, yeah.
I saw PGA logo the other night, and it's the PGA logo of the guy hitting, and then the golf ball is, and then it's on the other side of the logo, it's the plane flying into the Twin Towers.
That's quite funny.
Go suck a blood money covered dick, you fucking shit heel idiots. Fuck off.
Shit heel idiots.
Christian Broadcasting Network, the organization he founded, did not immediately announce Robertson's cause of death. He was 93.
He was 93. What do you think?
That's the cause of death. Yeah. It's 93. The hell, that's the cause.
God damn it. Did you? Neither one of us had him on the
no.
Deadpool. When the fuck are the Carters going to kick,
buddy,
man?
You got 2 points sitting right there.
God damn, just teetering on the edge, man. Fuck.
They'll wait till January.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just to spite you.
Yep.
Fucking kissing your turn to 100.
Fuck me over one more time, Carter, you fucking piece of shit.
First gas lines, now this.
You know what? I tell you what. I got a soft spot for Jimmy. He's the one that made it legal for me to homebrew again.
Is that right?
Yep, he did.
Really?
So when they repealed Prohibition in, what, 30? Or not 33, it was enacted
well,
in.
Well, it was. So the 21st Amendment would have been...
Was that the 21st Amendment Prohibition?
Is what repealed it.
Okay.
And well, then, but when Roosevelt first got into office in 33, he legalized beer of a certain percentage, and that was kind of the end of it. But I forget. It wasn't long after that.
So when Prohibition was repealed, there was still some kind of federal law in the book that you couldn't brew distill.
Oh, yeah.
For personal use, and Carter in whatever year it was would have fixed that. So you couldn't. I still got to look this up because the last I knew, you still couldn't distill spirits in the states in any. It was a federal law.
Oh, really?
But I was talking to a guy at the brew store the other day, and he said that was recently changed, but I don't remember hearing a lot about that. You can distill. You can buy a still because you can distill water for your own, you know, for your own personal purposes, and you can distill essential oils for, you know, curing cancer and diseases and shit.
Yeah.
But not spirits. So.
You know who that works out great for?
Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't know.
Steve Jobs,
yeah,
Doug Henning.
Exactly. Dead.
Oh.
They're dead.
Oh.
In case you didn't hear.
Oh, are they dead?
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah.
Fucking numbnuts. So anyway, yeah, Carter did.
Thought they were going to be. Andy Warhol thought he was going to be
Warhol.
Saved by some.
Yeah.
Not
by fucking a doctor or science or anything.
No. Fuck no. Are you crazy?
No. That's fucking witchcraft and voodoo.
I think Doug Henning, we'd have to do a search for this. I think Doug Henning thought that magic crystals were going to cure his liver cancer or whatever the fuck he had. We'd have to do, I'm almost certain that's what he, and again, if you're not, I apologize, if you're not 70 listening to the show, you don't know who Doug Henning is. He was a magician that was big in the 70s. But I'm almost certain he thought magic crystals were going to heal his cancer or whatever it was. Died on
52.
It's right around the corner, man. Oh, you're already 52.
I'm here, baby.
You? Yeah.
5 months after being diagnosed with liver cancer. Boy, that was quick.
Man, you get to retire in 10 years.
10 years, baby. My half birthday is coming up in a month. Ugh. I am just a little over 10 years away.
Last month, I'm 12 and a half years away, I think, as of last month.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care if I don't have the money. Jeff will wake up and find me sleeping on his front lawn one day.
I'm out.
Buddy,
I'm done.
Buddy?
I'm done. I can't do this shit anymore.
I might just save up enough money, you know, to where I can retire at 60 and not just retire with you and not fucking, you know, not start taking money until I'm 62 and a half or whatever.
In the mid-1980s, Henning retired from the stage and had an increasing interest in transcendental meditation. He received a PhD in the science of creative intelligence from the Maharishi University in Switzerland.
Really? So he was a kook from top to bottom.
Science of creative intelligence?
That's right, buddy. I will not have you speak ill.
Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Dr. Henning, where's your degree from? Some fucking place in Switzerland. The Maharishi wrote it out on a fucking leaf.
By a degree university. It's The only way I'm ever going to get a fucking degree is if I buy one from a diploma mill.
Getting any more degrees is if I get sick and get a fever. Get it?
And you're killing me today.
I know.
Just the heck in
you. Oh, my God. Look at him floating.
Just the heck in you coming out today. Yeah, he was young. 52, huh?
Wait a minute. Wasn't he one of the singers for Styx?
What a fucking God. That's good.
Fucking Dennis DeYoung,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, he really does look like 70s Dennis DeYoung.
You know what, though? You got to admit, every guy in the 70s had curly long hair and a porn star or a porn stash.
What was Dennis DeYoung's hit as a singles artist? His big hit.
Oh, fuck you.
Was it Midnight Blue? Blue! Ah!
Yeah. No, it was, boy, I remember, because it was all over the place, too.
Was it called Midnight Blue, Jeff?
I don't know. Dennis DeYoung.
Oh, Desert Moon.
Desert Moon.
Jiminy, God of America. Who's got
doing something for me for
very loud.
Is it?
No, I got it. Thanks, Doug. Sheesh. Fucking worthless.
He's still getting the corner worked out over there.
Oh, this was a hit. I don't know why, but... Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the train to Desert Moon was all she said.
Oof.
But I knew I'd heard that stranger's voice.
Yeah, never. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I like Styx. I do. I do. But, oh, that's just bad.
I gotta say, oof. His pipes, man. I mean, the fucker had it.
Have you ever seen, do you remember the video for Too Much Time on My Hands?
Oh, you and I have watched this recently, or you sent me a link to it or something recently, right?
Have you seen the Jimmy Fallon remake of it?
No. Can we? No.
It's funny.
I have not. Desert Moon was his big singles hit, right?
What year?
Oh, buddy. Desert Moon?
Yeah.
Hang on. Don't pull it up yet. I'm going to say, let me say 1984.
84. I was going to go 85.
Okay. I was the closest without going over. Let's see. Desert Moon.
You said 84.
84.
I'm going 85.
That's a wild guess.
Oh, fuck you. You got
it. Is it 84?
84.
Wow,
nice.
Wow, look at that.
Nice job.
Well, I tried to think what year Kilroy Was Here came out. Was that 82 or 83?
Yeah,
and then he
one
put
of those.
An album not super long after that. So
right.
That was a...
Boy, that Kilroy Was Here is a good fucking record. Mmm, I like that one a lot.
You like concept albums like that? I just am not.
Generally, no. Yeah. But I do like Styx.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't listen to everything they ever did. But that, like, The Grand Illusion's a great record. Yeah. Paradise Theater is good. That's the one with Too Much Time on My Hands. And then... What'd you say?
Kilroy,
thank you. Man, I had that on vinyl. Actually, I've got a couple of them on vinyl.
I may actually have that too
on vinyl.
Jesus
Christ, man.
I
fucking played that fucker a lot.
I don't keep a list of the vinyl I have around for some reason. But
I don't keep a list because I don't have a ton of it.
I got to tell you, that is a...
That's a MacGyver fucking haircut right there, baby.
You really ought to be fucking...
It's a Richard Dean Anderson fucking 80s cut.
You really ought to be making a fucking campfire out of a fucking rubber band and shoelace. This cocksucker. Man.
Yeah, that is a Richard Dean Anderson 80s haircut right there.
I heard you.
Did you? Fuck you.
Jeff, nothing makes me... I say this every time. Every episode I say this, and I'm sorry to our listeners. And nothing makes me laugh harder than when I'm editing and one of us goes, I heard you.
Yeah, got it. you know what? Now we got to see what the video for this piece of shit looks like.
God, you fucking ain't right, we do.
Oh, train, train.
Train, train. Well, that's a good song right there. What is that, Blackfoot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you. Come here.
Oh, and it's got a story.
Oh, look at Dennis DeYoung. A 6.5 minute video? Fuck off, Dennis DeYoung.
Oh, it's Footloose.
Hey, you think maybe he's going to sing us a song or something?
Probably going to suck all your cocks.
Kiss me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're friends.
Great to have you back.
You guys didn't say anything to my family about this, did you?
Hey, you told me to keep it a secret.
Hey, don't worry. They're going to be plenty surprised.
Great.
Hey, let's get out of here.
The only way this video ends well is in a blow bang. Dennis DeYoung. Dennis DeYoung missed the cookie, so he had to fucking... like a seal. They're just punishing his larynx.
Bam, bam. Smacking him in the side of the head.
Fucking.
Got his guitar strap around the back of his head, just riding him like, riding his fucking mouth like a fucking horse.
Suck this cock, Secretariat.
Suck this cock, Secretariat. Boy, he's hugging and touching a lot of guys in this video. I haven't seen a chick yet.
I think we got the concept down.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, it's a circus seal.
Dennis DeYoung does Dallas.
Circus seal. Does he the Clerks?
Suck this cock, Secretariat. Jesus. What a piece of shit. Oh, now they're getting the muscle car out. No, oh, just, look at that fucking stanger.
Wait till he gets to the hook. Just give it a chance. When a whistle cut the night
and shook silence from my lines. It's a nice fucking car.
This is a song you like when you're 14 or 15 and you don't quite know that it's not great yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of sausage.
Doug, comment?
A lot of sausage in this video, man. Ooh. Holy shit.
What do you mean? They're just like guys that like to hang out together. What do you think?
Sure. Gotcha. What do you mean? Dude, there ain't a chick in this video. Oh, no, there's a couple.
There's lots of chicks in there. They're just not focusing on them for the obvious...
Uh-oh. Here's the beard. Okay, Bob, you got to go over there and kiss a girl. Aw, I have to do it today.
God damn it.
You're the designated straight guy today.
After that, into the fucking barrel, Bob.
Back on your knees, Bob.
They're showing Dennis DeYoung's ex whatever.
She's got to show up here, man. Make the whole thing happy.
She moved to Chicago about a year ago. You didn't keep in touch?
Good to have you back, man. How long are you going to stay?
I don't know.
Kind of interesting to have you at waist level. Hey, while you're down there.
Let's take a ride.
Yeah, buddy. Let's take a ride. We're going to fuck it out in the back of this stingray.
We're
going to
fuck it out.
Fuck it up. Pink sucking. Oh, pink sucking. This is a 6.5 minute video. At what are we doing?
At the pink sock up.
Could be an episode title.
Yeah, good. Yeah, he did have a set of pipes, that's for sure.
That fucker could sing.
Oh,
man.
Fuck yeah, man. What did we say, 84 for this? Yeah, boy, that's right there, too. Boy, a lot of fucking sausage in this video.
Ooh,
Jesus.
Lots of guys with cut-off sleeves.
Man,
and,
a lot of close touching, too, man.
I've only seen one guy kiss a girl in this fucking
that's
video.
It.
Like, some short shorts.
Oh, that's some 80s shorts.
Those are some
right there,
Freddie
baby.
Freddie Mercury shorts. With the same intention.
On desert moon,
shirtless. And what is happening in this video? I'll link to it in the show notes, but what the fuck is happening?
Here's your shit. Get out of town.
Desert Moon, we heard you. Holy shit.
Okay, get out of town, Dennis. You got seven kinds of cock breath.
Go wash your mouth. You got seven kinds of cock breath. In the audio commentary for that episode, Paul Amalgamson says it was the only number that was funny. It was seven.
You keep the car.
Oh, I fucking
need it. Thanks, Mean Joe Green. Did you see that?
No, I saw it. Thanks. I thought Top Gun was gay.
Oh, no, this fucking shit. Video, this man. Is queer in a $3 bill.
Buddy, we don't have a hair on our ass if we don't recreate every second of this fucking gay video.
This gay fest.
And it just ends with fucking someone just getting their throat punished.
Oh, my God. Boy, is that fuck. Wow, is that queer.
6.5 goddamn minutes.
6.5 minutes of complete fucking faggery. You know what? You watch this video, there's not a dry throat in the place.
Not a dry throat in the house. I wish I'd have thought of that. God damn it. Not a dry throat in the house. Oh, well, this is going in the worst of, just so you know. A dry throat mouse.
Not a tight fart was heard.
No. That was all on the verge of pink socket, my friend.
That's some fucking ass pounding.
What? No. I mean, if Matt Stone and Trey Parker can write a fucking Broadway show, why not us?
Yeah, that's true.
Pink Sock, very the good musical?
Pink Sockin'.
Pink Sockin'. Oh, Pink Sockin'. Gonna wear a diaper before I turn 41. Pink Sockin'. Oh, Pink Sockin'. A smash hit.
Yeah, it's Grease Lightning year.
Yes.
Yes.
We can only play it in the month of June, though. Pride Month.
That's right. It's Pride Month.
Sure is, Jeff.
Is it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. This is when the companies pretend they give a fuck about gays and whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. What's Bud Light doing for this?
They're going out of business? Holy shit. Wow. Ooh. Every manner and level of protest in this day and age is fake. There's no genuine anything anymore. There's no genuine groundswell of disinterest and dislike. It's all manufactured and paid for. It's all. But I gotta tell you something. Bud Light's taking a fucking beating, man. Holy fuckaroni.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, they are.
Pink socking. Oh, pink socking. Like a circus seal, Dennis. Get on your knees. Oh, boy.
All right. Well.
Interested in some news?
Yes.
All right.
Very.
All right.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Play.
Ooh, yeah. Breaking news in Northwest Indiana. One man is dead and two teens are hospitalized after a grenade exploded at a home in Porter County.
All right. I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Like Fraser Crane, baby. I'm listening.
Good evening. I'm Mike Lowe in for Tamon Bradley.
Who cares? Who gives a shit who you're in for? Ooh, and furthermore, that.
Jackie Bang, WGN's Jewel Hillary is live in Winfield, Indiana with more Jewel.
Hi, good evening, Jackie.
Good evening,
Mike.
Pre-tape your hits from that one. Uh-oh. Nice, dude. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
First one never got to me. So just is it bad, dude?
They're gross. I stink.
Maybe this table and the table at the old studio, they're both 3 feet, right?
Yeah, they're
maybe
three by five.
It must
be the.
It doesn't get to me. It's bizarre. Oh, bizarre.
Oh, bizarre.
Another song we've talked about on this show.
What was the character?
No, it was.
Is it How Bizarre?
The character was How Bizarre.
How Bizarre.
H-O-W-E. Yeah. How, hi, I'm How Bizarre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like Lowe in for Tamon Brantley.
Give a shit.
Bang WGN's Jewel Hillary is live in Winfield, Indiana with more Jewel.
Hi, good evening, Jackie and Mike. According to the Lake County, Indiana sheriff, that grenade exploded inside of a home in the 3400 block of West Lakeshore Drive, which is located inside of Lakes of the Four Seasons.
Why don't you give us the fucking exact... What are you... Here are the longitude and latitude.
Yeah, get up the coordinates, please.
Give me the exact address. Fuck off. Tell me what happened.
Of about 7,300 residents, according to their website.
All right.
The sheriff says...
Can't you find it on a map by looking for the big smoking hole?
They did a couple of girls who,
yeah.
In the end, yeah.
Big smoking holes.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah.
6:30 tonight. Apparently, a family was going through a grandfather's belongings when they
found... Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah.
Hey, look at this.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Holy fuck. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Why is Grandpa saving this old green pineapple?
Well, he was a swinger in the 40s.
Were Grandma and Grandpa swingers? Why?
During the war?
Apple.
300 residents, according to their website.
All right.
The sheriff says the explosion happened sometime before 6:30 tonight. Apparently, a family was going through a grandfather's belongings when they found the hand grenade. Someone pulled the grenade's pin, causing it to explode.
Okay.
Those are things that will happen when you...
Look.
Yeah?
I understand that, you know, if you find a firearm, you know... I mean, guns are still pretty easy to pull the trigger. A bullet comes out if there's any in there. But with safeties and things like that and everything, you know, a gun... Okay, just don't fuck with it. You find it. Everybody knows that you have to pull a pin on a grenade and let it go. Why would you do that in the first place?
This might be too old to explode. That's what I say about my cock.
Exactly. Thank you.
Man.
Got to the scene. The dad was unresponsive. And later, for a grandfather...
Let's go back. Doug, let's go back a little bit, Doug. Hang on.
Dad wakes up. Didn't we take the bridge? Is the bridge secure now?
Did we?
We need air support.
Yeah, well.
Found the hand grenade. Someone pulled the grenade's pin, causing it to explode.
Yeah.
When emergency crews got to the scene, the dad was unresponsive and later pronounced dead.
Damn.
Oh, what good.
Wow.
It's just a shame that he had kids before this gene pool was done a favor.
Jesus Christ.
No, he's dead.
Oh my God. Sheriff, the man's 14 and 18-year-old sons were taken to a local hospital with shrapnel wounds.
Hopefully to their fucking ball sacks, so they also can't have kids in the future.
The kids were flown to Weijangbu, South Korea, to be operated on by the surgeons of the 4077th MASH.
Weijangbu!
Dead. According to the sheriff, the man's 14 and 18-year-old sons were taken to a local hospital with shrapnel wounds. Bob Griffin, who was playing golf at the time of the explosion, says he didn't hear the grenade go off, but did hear the emergency response shortly after.
Got a question?
Yeah.
Why are we fucking talking to Bob? Bob wasn't there. He was at the golf course. Didn't hear the explosion, Jeff.
But he heard sirens.
He heard sirens.
Yeah, but not the grenade.
And now we're talking to him on the news.
Do we have audio?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, great.
What is...
I bet Bob's going to really add an angle to this story and really get a lot of depth into this, isn't he? He's going to add a lot.
I am perplexed that a broadcast, quote-unquote, journalist in a large American city just uttered that sentence. Bob, who was playing golf at the time and didn't hear the explosion, but heard the emergency vehicles, had this to say. Who gives a fuck what Bob thinks?
Bob had this to say. What happened?
Fuck Bob and fuck his stupid golf shirt. Fuck him. We're going to play it because that's the kind of fucking show we are. That's how we feel about you, the listener.
The dad was unresponsive.
Good, stupid.
And later pronounced dead.
Good, you fucking moron.
According to the sheriff, the man's 14 and 18-year-old sons were taken to a local hospital with shrapnel wounds. Bob Griffin, who was playing golf at the time of the explosion, says he didn't hear the grenade go off, but did hear the emergency response shortly after.
Is there no one else to fucking talk to? A cop? A fucking... No one else will talk to you than a guy who has zero fucking bearing on what's happening here?
Excuse me, sir. Did you hear the grenade? No, I didn't. Okay, thank you. We'll look for somebody else.
Yeah, dude.
Idiots.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, hospital
with shrapnel wounds. Bob Griffin, who was playing golf at the time of the explosion, says he didn't hear the grenade go off, but did hear the emergency response shortly
after. I was just
after.
Over there putting for par. Here it come.
We heard a bunch of sirens out there.
No. Say it ain't fucking so, Bob. Really?
It's like for 5 or 10 minutes.
It's a Chicago suburb, Bob. Wow. Oh, my God. Really? You heard sirens out there, Bob? Holy shit.
It was in Chicago.
And that really got your attention, huh, Bob?
I was just surprised to hear it.
Wow.
No, you weren't, Bob.
But did hear the emergency response shortly after.
Let's try to get through the whole thing and not, because this is enraging to me.
We heard a bunch of sirens out there.
Did you?
And it's like for 5 or 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
It's quiet out on the golf course, and you don't hear that many sirens around here, so I was just surprised to hear it.
I would like to thank Bob Griffin for his unique insight into the sirens he heard, not knowing what they were about, plucked from obscurity by whatever fucking network this is, WGN out of fucking Chicago, the blowtorch.
That the Porter County Bomb Squad was called to the scene to determine if there were any other explosives in the area. Also, the Lake County Sheriff's Department, Detectives Homicide, as well as the CSI unit.
What is that in English? What did you just fucking say?
It's quiet out on the golf course, and you don't hear that many sirens around.
Next year, what we'll do is we'll keep a collection of fucking brilliant insights.
Brilliant insights to
by
current events.
Yeah. Jackoffs you shouldn't talk
to. Fucking everyday jackoffs.
And we do know that the Porter County Bomb Squad was called to the scene to determine if there were any other explosives in the area.
Like locking the door after the horse is out.
Well, all right. While we're out here,
look,
we've
had an explosion. Let's call the bomb squad.
Yeah. While we're out here, let's check it out. What the fuck? What's the worst that can happen? Another explosion?
Bomb squad. We don't pull pins on grenades we find. It's our tagline.
That should be what we call our show on account of all the bad jokes. The bomb squad.
5 or 10 minutes. It's quiet out on the golf course, and you don't hear that many sirens around here. So.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
New updates on the deadly plane crash over the weekend in Orleans County. The sheriff's office identifies the two men killed as...
Orleans County? Huh. Still the one.
No. I should roll a newspaper up and smack you in the nose. No.
Why, you trying to get me hard? Why else would you do that?
Yeah, I gotta do something so we can get this Desert Moon video shot.
Well, we would like to do the gay blow bang scene, but Brian can't get hard.
Brian can't get it up.
Someone's gonna have to take a rolled up copy of Newsweek from the year he was born and swat his ball bag with it. We want to get some blood flow.
From the year he was born.
Oh, we have a news story. It's a local doctor accused of fertility fraud, killed with pilot in a plane crash. Yes, sir.
New updates on the deadly plane crash over the weekend in Orleans County. The sheriff's office identifies the two men killed as 70-year-old Earl Luce of Brockport, the pilot, and the passenger killed, 72-year-old Morris Wartman from Rochester.
Morris Wartman, goddammit!
Wartman was a gynecologist who faced accusations that he used his own sperm to inseminate women instead of using pre-planned insemination or anonymous donation.
Excuse me?
All right, listen. This is going to feel a lot like a dick.
I want to know about these anonymous donations.
Yes. Who's texting me? I'm with you. Used his own sperm to, and then come to find out one of them was his daughter in the end. He just was using his own loads.
Ew.
Yeah.
The wings of the homemade plane broke off and went down.
Hang on. Let's...
Hey, how would you like to take a flight in my homemade plane?
All right, John Denver, relax. All right, take it easy.
In his NTSB, homemade plane that he had named the John Denver.
Donation or anonymous donation. Before the crash, investigators say the wings of the homemade plane broke off and went down
shit.
Into an orchard. The few...
Next time, more Elmer's glue.
I got some nuts and bolts left over. Is that a problem? No. That's all right.
The wings of the homemade plane fell off,
Jeff. Now, what happened was, the wings fell off.
Yeah.
And the plane continued forward for some discernible distance.
A little bit.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Before Buddy Hollying itself.
Before taking the Newt Rockney way out. Goodbye, baby.
The Will Rogers International Airport. From the Will Rogers estate, if I would have stood firm while they named an airport after him.
Well, you know, look at Christians. They were a fucking, you know, the instrument of their fucking favorite guy's death around their neck constantly.
Bill Hicks had a great joke about how wearing a cross is like
wearing a electric
rifle
chair,
wearing a rifle pendant when you meet Jackie Kennedy.
Go out skeet shooting this weekend, Jackie?
She died so young.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, very young. My neighbor, the cop, just asked for the landlord's name and number for the...
Oh, it must be bad. Oh, boy.
Or there's kids going through the grass or whatever. And, so the wings came and the plane continued on for some distance before the... Before it Rocky Mountain hide itself. In the, John Denver also flying an experimental plane when it crashed and he died.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that what happened was that he forgot to activate a second or forgot to switch to a second gas tank or some shit like that.
Oh, Jesus.
With John Denver. Experimental airplane, though. I know that much. It appears that it was a catastrophic mechanical failure.
No shit. I'd say wings falling off classifies as catastrophic. Kind of hard to keep loft. You know, without flaps, wings, something to generate lift.
Yeah.
Had a minor mechanical failure on the plane as the wings landed 5 minutes before the rest of the plane.
Yes. About 600 yards. I say first responders found a plane down behind a residence. Further investigation revealed an experimental plane's wings were found on the east side of Town Line Road in an apple orchard, and the fuselage was located on the west side of the roadway, about 600 yards from the roadway. So they had a lot of time to panic for their lives, these numbskull idiots.
The wings were made of balsa wood, and you could see where they slipped into the little slits on the side of the fuselage.
600 yards. So they had six football fields of pure, unadulterated panic.
Horror.
Not the horror. 600. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Just fucking panicking.
Hey, you remember those charges against you, Doc? Yeah.
Yeah, well.
How the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, it's your neighbor.
So the text?
Yeah. Trixie, you know I'm doing a show. Don't text me. Jesus Christ.
Since she was leaving, so that
we could do a show.
We could do a show in peace.
And text me.
And then text you. One of the dogs drowned. We're sitting here shit-talking her.
No, actually, what she said is that one of them figured out how to touch the bottom of the pool.
What happened? Oh, one of the dog's feet touched the
bottom
of the pool?
Yeah, the dogs get in a pool, and, yeah, and probably Wrigley has figured out how to put his feet down on the bottom because he's a gangly fucking mess.
He really is. Your dogs are fucking disastrous.
God damn.
They're good boys. They're good boys.
No, they're fucking full-blown retards is what they are.
Well, I'll tell you.
Inbred fucking. I will never.
Well, I mean, it's
there
either...
are, they're pure silver labs, so yeah, they've only been bred with other silver labs. So them fucking eyes keep getting closer and closer together.
Silver labs. Nothing to say to me, Durant, because you laughed, so fuck you. Nature took its path. With that kind of inbreeding, it was either be a purebred dog or a member of the British royal family.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you guys are this close to being king. You guys are only a half a chromosome off. I love those fucking people's logic through all those years. Well, yeah, we got to keep the family line pure. Yeah, keep doing it.
Yeah, okay.
Keep doing it, yeah. Stupids.
600 yards. I'm so into that, man.
They're just... Oh, they're just...
Good, stupid. Bob, do you want to get in my experimental aircraft?
Yes. Why, yes.
Yes,
my God. When do we leave?
Yes, I do. Do you? Good, stupid. He fucking JFK Jr.'d himself into the... Although, you know, they say that was bad piloting, but, you know, on that plane with him that night was his wife and her sister, so he probably fucking had enough. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the fucking Dinoing going back and forth, and he just fucking landed that fucker in the Pacific.
If you two don't stop fucking talking... I'm going to turn this plate upside down and crash it into the beach.
Police say a Nashville woman died after she was hit and killed by her own car.
What is happening in Nashville? Is Nashville okay? What the fuck?
Nashville's the new Florida.
What is happening?
Was it Christine?
They just identified her, 81-year-old Joyce Hicks.
81-year-old?
And she got run over by her own car?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
That's too bad we couldn't elect her president.
Joe Biden today was ran over by his own limousine.
We shouldn't be so lucky.
No shit.
Jesus Christ. I don't like any of them, but God
no,
damn.
I, yeah.
What they're doing to that fucking man? Oh,
oh, it's sad. It's just terrible what they've done. Yeah, anyway.
81-year-old woman. Jeff, your line is... Hey, I'm going to give you a line.
Yeah?
God. Your line is, when I point at you, man, I wonder what 81-year-old pussy tastes like.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
That's your line. All right. The woman died on, this is a few weeks ago, on Monday after she was run over by her own vehicle, according to the Metro Nashville Police Department.
Man, I wonder what 81-year-old pussy tastes like.
Yeah, depends.
You know what? We're done.
Is that right?
That's it. Fuck you. I feel stupid that I didn't see that coming.
Tough but fair. In the end, yeah, that's tough. But that's a verdict I have to respect. She put her car in gear to go get her mail.
Yeah?
She left it in gear, and then it just rolled over.
I've got to go warm the car up, so I'll start it. Let's put it in gear, and I'll be back in a few minutes, car. You wait right here.
Wait right here.
Police say a Nashville woman died after she was hit and killed by her own car.
God, great fucking.
What are we doing?
They just identified her, 81-year-old Joyce Hicks. Mm. She was home this afternoon along American Road when she left the car in gear to move her trash can.
It rolled backwards down the hill and ran right over her.
Ran her right over.
Right to the ground.
I ran her right over.
I heard you. We haven't played it for a long time. Do we have to now play the Clark County 911?
Yeah, I probably should.
Yeah? All right. This, of course, is Tanya Harding, many years ago, after the scandal, had a boyfriend that they, you know, liked to fight and fuck, I'm guessing, and they got into a little fracas or whatever. He threw an ashtray at him or vice versa or some shit, and I forget what happened. Anyway, here's the knife.
Boy, remember them old glass ashtrays?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you kill a motherfucker with one of those.
I had a couple aunts who...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah, they were...
This is Clark County 911. How can I help you?
I need you to come over to my house right now. I punched him in the face because he came after me, put me to the ground.
Okay. What's his middle name?
You're witnessing your friend.
What's his middle name? Who gives a shit?
The ground.
You're a liar. You're a liar. You are a felon.
You are a liar and you are a felon is what you sit on.
Yep.
That's like the nuclear, you know, like when you're fighting. Oh, yeah? Yep. Felon, bitch. Like you sit on that one, you know? It's the neutron bomb of your relationship fights.
Who's got the rap sheet, cunt? Oh, I'm sorry. Who's got the longer rap sheet, cunt?
Yeah, exactly. Fucking funny.
Who was brought up on federal charges?
You know what? We should have recorded at my house for one more week. We could have been there when the fucking fracas happened today. You know?
Could have been there.
Yeah, could have been there.
Yeah, you know what? Barking dogs in the background. Yeah, big, big, big.
Well, good news is they'll be out soon. Yeah, and well, so we can...
We're not moving back. Fuck you.
No, you know what? No. We'll finish the year out here. And then when they're forced to move out, we can.
You know you're going to get shit heels again, dude. You're going to get shit heel hoople heads living where you live.
When the other people lived there, they were also shitheads, but they didn't have dogs.
Yeah.
Your kids are outside playing. It's the middle of summer. Fine. It's whatever. It's the dogs. And even the dogs, if, you know, when the sun went down, they brought them in. All right. But they're barking at 6:30, 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday. They're barking at 11:30 at night.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. My son has a buddy who had a dog that barked, and they ended up, the city came out and made him, not only forced him to register this dog, but then forced him to keep it inside during certain hours of the day and night. Like, yeah, it was a matter of force.
Damn.
And what I'm hoping is that these people now get evicted.
You want me to put the Desert Moon video on, champ? Cheer you up.
How hard do you want a guy to be? I got to tell you something. There's a thing where they're going through old pictures. You know, they're sitting around
in this video?
Beers in that
video. Yeah.
And they flash past Dennis DeYoung's old girlfriend.
Yeah.
And there was enough Vaseline on that lens. She must have looked like Quasimodo, this fucking girl. Ooh. Yikes.
Yeah. You're getting frisky with a girl. She says, why don't you put some porn on? You start playing the video for Desert Moon so you can get hard.
What's the worst thing you ever got hard because of? Like, you ever just, you know, just like some...
Oh, I don't know. Jeez.
Ill-begotten boner that fucking just...
Dude, there is no such thing as an ill-begotten boner. I'm sorry,
champ. I must politely disagree.
No, no. Any boner's good, especially at our age.
Well, I'm not going to lie about that. That's the truth.
I, oh, like at the wrong time,
no,
or...
No, the wrongest shit you ever got hard because of...
Oh, the wrong... Oh, like I shouldn't be hard to this, yeah. But this is turning me on?
Why am I hard right now?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. We have about
17 things probably right now. 50 things.
What?
I don't know about a full-fledged boner, but I probably got some blood flowing thinking about some wrong shit or seeing some wrong shit a couple times.
You're not one of those violence guys that gets hard when,
no.
People are beating the shit out of each other or anything. Right?
No, but I know someone who shall remain nameless who likes to be hurt.
No kidding.
So he likes to get teeth pulled. He's excited by that. Yeah. No, sir. No. And that's all. I really got to have a moral conversation with myself, or rather any of that's being left in. But
yeah. Woo! Yeah. You've only got 32.
He's a step on me guy. He's one of those step on me mommy guys. Like
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun here on TGO Radio. An unconscious man was rescued with 9 rings strangling his penis and scrotum. I got a picture of it.
And he was unconscious?
No, he was wide awake.
Oh, I thought it said an unconscious man was.
Unconscious man. Yeah, I just say unconscious. Sorry.
I can see that.
An Australian man, and I got a picture of it, a legit real picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
Wiry pubes and all, buddy. Yep.
Wire. Brillo pad and all.
Oh, man.
Right on.
I'm here to tell you.
Okay.
Australian man had to be hospitalized after passing out with 9 metal bands constricting his... scrotum following a botched attempt to improve his performance in bed.
Yeah.
Huh.
So put a ring on it.
Boy, that's God. I wish I'd thought of that. It could also be a show title. Note to self. Doctors detailed the case study's rare case of penile strangulation. You know why? You know why it's rare? Because you know, because. Yikes. Because we're not in the business of strangling our fucking cocks.
Hey, speak for yourself, motherfucker.
44-year-old.
I'd strangle it, but I can't find its neck. No neck, bitch.
It's got to be the fatigue. I don't know why I think that's so funny. That's really funny, though. No neck.
It's like a fucking mushroom growing out of it.
Oh, man. Jeff called me the other day. We were calling. He called me Sunday morning. We were going
to
do something.
Oh, Jesus, trying to talk. Jeez. That was the most frustrating phone call I've ever had.
But he called me, and I didn't see the call because I haven't had my phone. Hasn't made a sound in months because I haven't had the ring or anything on. If I happen to see it ring, if it's someone, you know, I pick it up, and if not, I, you know. So Jeff called, and I missed it, and I picked up my phone and saw it, and I called him back, and he was taking a piss, and I go, he goes, I'm fucking pissing. I go, well, shake some fucking length into it, and let's go. You're like, no, there's no shaking any length into this.
Yeah,
like,
no, all right, Jesus Christ.
44-year-old patient, 44-year-old, was rushed to the emergency room with, quote, 9 heavy-duty industrial stainless steel rings stuck around the base of his penis and scrotum, ladies and gentlemen, for a whopping 12 hours.
But this
I cannot feature. This is the most unbelievable part of this article. reportedly intoxicated at the time.
No.
What?
No way. I refuse to believe that.
Reportedly utilized his bizarre bedding bands in a half-baked attempt to maintain an erection during sexual intercourse, repeatedly passed out following the hanky-panky session, after which he awoke 3 hours later in, quote, significant pain.
No shit.
End quote. Subsequent examination revealed his groin was swollen, tender, and bruised, which is my least favorite romantic ballad from the 50s.
Swollen, tender, and bruised.
It's the Johnny Depp love song.
That's a good joke.
Thanks, man. Whereupon doctors administered the patient intravenous anesthetics to alleviate his pain. Surgeons then attempted to remove the industrial strength rings, which measured just 0.4 inches in diameter.
No, yes. No.
Yes, using bolt cutters, but to no avail.
You said 0.4.
Yep.
Inches. That's not even a half inch.
Tell me about it.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. I don't know. Ooh, I don't know who you're talking to. I was finished 10 minutes ago.
Right? What the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Fucking Australians, man.
Left with little other recourse, they enlisted the aid of a local fire department, who arrived shortly thereafter and cut the rings off with an industrial-grade circular saw. I have a picture of this happening. This is legit. I'm not even... This is a real picture. The rings getting cut off this guy. Printed it out in color for you. On paper. This fucking awful pubes sticking out. How did he think that was going to go?
Okay. And I think right before this story,
yeah,
you asked the question, what's the one thing I've gotten hard for that I really shouldn't have gotten hard for?
Your ex-wife?
That picture. I'm not standing up for 5-10 minutes.
5 and 10 minutes. Motherfucker, I give you 30 seconds and your wilt is a fucking piece of lettuce. See, maybe we skip that one. There's a guy on an airplane opened up the safety door. Yeah. Man who opened up plane door over South Korea says he wanted out quickly. That'll do
no
it.
Shit.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
Never made the connection. I have to pee.
No, do you?
I do.
To the shock and surprise of fucking no one. Well, all right. Let's do it then. Let's go ahead and take a pee.
Take a break for nature.
Great first show at the new studio.
Yeah, not bad.
Nary a barking dog. Well, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week on...
TGO Radio?
On TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah, show's over?